We're turning our attention now to basketball because the Sheffield Sharks have made their first signing of the summer with the captain Mike Tuck, who has returned to the club. A 3-year deal for Mike, and he's in the studio with me. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks. You must be happy after a 3-year deal now.
Yeah, it's good. It's, you know, a big relief. You know, a lot of weight off my shoulders. I'm just, you know, happy to have some stability and you know, look forward to the next 3 years in Sheffield.
Was it always in the pipeline then, or was there a point when you thought you might have to start looking at other options?
Well, no, I mean, you know, I've been here for a while. You know, the relationship with the management and the club and everything, we get along really well, and just the whole dynamic of how everything's working right now. It was inevitable that I was going to come back. So no, but I'm very happy to be back, and I'm excited for the future.
3 years is a big commitment, though, isn't it? Not many 3-year deals are handed out.
No, definitely not in the BBL. So this is my longest contract I've ever signed. But it was the right fit. You know, I've been in Sheffield for 6 years now, and. You know, it's my home now. So I look forward to, you know, spending the next 3 years here and trying to work towards getting some silverware back in Sheffield.
Was the length of the contract key for you then? Is that what you wanted, long-term stability?
Yeah, I think so. There comes that time in the summer when, you know, and you don't know where you're going to sign next year. And it's kind of nerve-wracking for an athlete. So I think for me, you know, we just kind of, me and the Sharks, we know where we stand, and we're going to, you know, work together, and it's just good relationship.
Do you have a bit of a celebration after getting the deal?
Yeah, just a little one. Just a little one. Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah, definitely. I'm very pleased with the situation.
You'll be getting up towards 10 years as well with the club by the time that comes soon, won't you?
I think so. Yeah, I think by the end of the 3 years, it's going to be my 9th season. So we might have to squeak a 10th in there. But yeah, a decade, that would be a huge accomplishment.
To get a testimonial, possibly, as
that's
well, if you get a 10th year.
Yeah, that's it. So yeah, but 1 year at a time, we'll see how it goes.
Did you ever think that you would be at the club for 10 years?
Well, I say this to people all the time. Like, when I came to Sheffield, I was staying with a friend in London. I had been released from a team in France. I was staying in London, and I came up on the train and came to one of the training sessions. And then, you know, after the training session, they offered me a contract. And I just never thought, from that riding that train up, I never thought I was going to be here for longer than 1 year. And then, you know, here we are 6 years later, and I just, you know, committed to 3 more years. So it's great. You know, Sheffield, like I said, is my second home. And you know, I love it here. The people are great. The fans are great. Great city to live in.
How much do you know about Sheffield, though? You come from Toronto, don't you? How much did you know about Sheffield? Have you ever heard of it?
I'm a rat, pal. Hey up, duck.
You've got that nearly down to a T.
I didn't know much about Sheffield before, but, you know, Sheffield, it's got, you know, a little bit of history, like big music scene, you know, Arctic Monkeys, Def Leppard, all that stuff going on. So, Pulp. I didn't know what to expect to get up here, but it's the Steel City, you know, and it's like a, you know, hardworking, gritty city, and that's what I love about it. It's good to be here.
Do your family come over from Toronto to see that?
Yeah. My mom was born in England, so she always loves coming back here. She has family here, and so she'll come over, see me, and then go down, stay with family. And they didn't get over this year, but they've been over quite a few times to see me.
And you're obviously working as well at the same time. It's not a full-time gig for you. You have to earn a living as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this year, starting in October, I actually started working for Wasco Brown Solicitors. They came to be a sponsor for the Sharks, and it just so happened that they were looking for a marketing manager, and I did my degree in marketing, so it just kind of came about, and went in for a meeting with the Wasco Brown, and you know, they gave me an opportunity, and I'm blessed to be where I am. I working for them, being the captain of the Sharks, it's been a great relationship so far, and I'm excited to see it keep growing.
How big a part of that was the deal then, the fact that you could be able to use your, like you say, your degree, and you could be able to use that side of things as well as playing?
Yeah, it's great. You know, I mean, I'm no spring chicken. You know, I'm getting on now, so it's good just to get some experience under my belt, so it makes it an easy transition when I do eventually, transition out of basketball.
Does it have any impact on your playing, though? The fact that you do have to go to work every day?
Yeah, I think. I mean, they're really good. They work around my training schedule. You know, if I have to go to training, I leave the office and rip the suit off and put the basketball stuff on. But It was a bit of a transition when I first started doing it, but now I think I'm used to it, and it's the 9-to-5 grind, but it's good though. It's good. It's not like I dread going into work. I love going into the office. There's great people there. It's a great organization. So, like I said, I'm just blessed, and I'm happy to be in this situation.
You're in the off season at the minute. How do you reflect on the last season now when you look back on it?
It was a season. It was kind of like a 2-half season where we had big hopes going into the last season, and then. We obviously had a terrible start, and we lost a bunch of games. I think it was about 10 games or something, or maybe more, that we lost by 4 points or less. So it was just basically nothing was going our way. And then I think it was February or March, brought Mike Cook back in, who, former league MVP. Mm-hmm. I've won a cup with him my first year in Sheffield. So, big expectations on him coming back, and it took him a while to get back in shape. But once he got back, we started playing really well, and finished the season. I think we won 9 of the last 11 games. So, heading into this season, that's what we want to kind of bring, that momentum that we had at the end of last season, and then bring it right in. Start on the right foot.
How do you carry that over then? How do you make sure that happens?
It's just focus, making sure guys are ready, getting guys on the same page. Atiba's got a tough job this summer, making some, tough decisions on who he's going to bring in. And so it's just making sure that, we get everybody on the same page in preseason and work as a unit.
What do you think that they'll do then in terms of which path can they go down? Because there's a couple of options, aren't there, in terms of how the club could look to move forwards, I suppose.
Yeah. I think, they're really going for it this summer. That's, the vibe I'm getting from management and stuff, with the conversations I've had with them. Nothing's set in stone yet, and we don't know who's going to be back, and there's still we're waiting to hear from certain people, but it's looking like we're going to have a solid solid starting lineup with a few guys that'll be able to support us coming off the bench. So it's going to be exciting,
because some teams like Newcastle have very big budgets, don't they? So
Definitely.
You need to compete with that somehow.
Exactly. And I think this year the club did a great job of bringing in some new sponsors and building up the hype around the Sharks. And it's good because, obviously we're leading into the new arena. Their plans have gone in now for building Sharks' own venue at the Olympic Legacy Park. So, building all this hype this year, last year, this year, and then hopefully moving into next season, we'll be in our own venue. So it's just good to build that following. And another reason why I signed the 3-year deal, because I wanted to be a part of that, like moving into the new venue and building a team that's, one of the best in the league. And, so it's exciting, and I can't wait for this new venue to be built.
How big an impact would it have then, the venue, do you think, having your own designated home?
Yeah, I mean, I love the EIS. I love playing there. EIS is home. But I think, for the Sharks, to maintain their own identity, and, to have a place that, we can call our own. And EIS is great, and because it's so great, it's so busy there. Like, it's something with scheduling conflicts, sometimes it's hard to get practice time, but when we have our own venue, it'll be great. You can get in the gym when you want to, whenever we want. And so it'll be a lot better, and it'll give us time to, develop our guys and develop our youth teams as well. So a lot of court time, and that's what you want.
Do you think that you're even considering building, or they are building, at their own venue? Do you think that shows the health of the sport in the country, the growing health of the sport, do you feel?
100%. Like, I think since I've been here, and I've been here since 2009, I think basketball was kind of going through the dark ages a little bit. Obviously, it was very popular, late 90s, early 2000s, and then it kind of took a big dip. But now you see, there's teams like Leicester and Newcastle and London, and all these teams are kind of building up, and they're moving into bigger venues, and they have a bigger following. And I think, the companies are, sponsors are getting behind clubs now, and it's growing, and it's only getting bigger. And, you can see that with the Sharks. So it's great that they were going to be moving it to our own venue, and hopefully we can build on our following.
And I guess the accessibility to the NBA games as well. The finals this week, a couple of my friends are Cavs fans, so they're not too happy at the moment
in
time.
Man, yeah.
But the fact that it's got such a high profile now over here must be helping your game over here in the UK.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, I have ESPN on my TV at home, and it's great. It's great to see, you know, basketball games, you know, and you know, NBA UK, and get that whole vibe going, the basketball vibe. I think it's growing in popularity in the UK, 100%.
So finally, then, what can fans of the Sharks be looking out for in the coming weeks and months then leading up to the new campaign?
Well, coming weeks, I'd watch out for you know, some big signings. You know, I know that they're trying to put together, you know, a powerful roster, and, you know, they're really going for it this year, and you know, and I am myself as well, so... coming weeks, look out for some big signings, and then the season starts mid-September, so, you know, we're gonna need Sheffield behind us. We want everyone coming out to the games and getting behind us, because I think this is gonna be, you know, a big year for us, and I'm planning on bringing some silverware home, so let's make it happen.
Mike, really appreciate you coming in and speaking to us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
That is Mike Tuck there from the Sheffield Sharks.